first of all the businesses would support the traffic, the roadworks and the investment that Donegal County Council is making in the towns. We've been saying for some time that we need upgrading of roads and safety improvements. However, I think that the council grossly underestimated the effects on the businesses in terms of loss of trade, in terms of passing trade, stopping, and the overall commercial impact. So, we're hearing from businesses in some instances they're having to reduce staff working hours, they're having to reorganise shifts. Some businesses are having trouble with their courier deliveries getting through to other local businesses in the towns. You know, it's a real tight network of businesses that work together and a community of employment here. And I think when the Council Roads Department are doing their best job at planning roadworks, they may forget that there's people and trade involved in the kind of heart of the town.
And business owners and the Chamber of Commerce have met with the council now. So what's the way forward from here?
Yeah, we had a couple of fantastic meetings this week. We called an open meeting of businesses on Monday. It was extraordinarily well attended. And I think it reflected the passion of the people in the town for the subject and how strongly they feel like the coordination and communication just hasn't been what it should have been. And then on Wednesday, we met with the Director of Roads and Senior Roads Engineers. And obviously, we're very grateful for them to turn up to that meeting. The clearest thing that came out of that meeting is that there are lots of traffic management areas to be managed across the towns, and that it takes coordination and it takes communication from everybody involved. And we were really strongly, and all the businesses were pressing on the council to realise that when they're making decisions about where the roadworks are going, when they're open, how long the stretches of roadworks are, that they're impacting people's lives and people's trades, and it's not simply a case of getting traffic from A to B as quickly as possible, or in the case as it has been, not very quickly at all.
And have businesses now been given guarantees that there won't be traffic delays like there has been over the last number of weeks?
I think it's very difficult for the council or for anybody to give definite decision or definite answers around traffic delays. You know, anything can affect that. What we've received is clear commitments on certain areas, for example, the bridge in Stranorlar, that we will manage to keep the lanes open on the bridge. That has been a major bottleneck for us. And on areas such as the Donegal Road, that there will be much clearer, much more strict traffic management on those areas. We hope that those measures will have a considerable impact. However, from the Chamber's point of view, we're clear that we're going to be monitoring this every single day. We're going to be talking to the Council every single day. And any day there's a problem, we're going to be bringing it up to them as quickly as possible.